Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Lunchtime Foodie Podcast. Today I'm spending the day with Travis. Happy birthday, bro. What you got to say?
I appreciate it, man. You know, I turned 18 today, so it feels pretty good being a legal adult, I guess. You know, it feels pretty good.
Man, my dude was geeked all day. You know, I spent the day with him, like, in Dubai. We went swimming. We went to the Dubai Mall, and it was a chill day. You know, chill way to spend your 18th birthday. But, you know, I feel like today should be dedicated to you. So I'm going to hit you with a quick interview right quick. You know, just want to get your perspective on life and want to get, like, you know, what you're doing and everything. So how does it feel, bro, that you're about to graduate in, like, next month?
It's kind of surreal, like, just looking back, especially because I just turned 18, just looking back on it, like, I remember my first day, I can't remember kindergarten, but first grade, and just, you know, going up from there, and then I've been in school, you know, for a long time, so graduating and then going on to college is puts it on a whole different level, you know, so, yeah, man, it's crazy. I mean, I'm glad that, you know, I moved over here because I think I wouldn't have met, you know, you, of course, one of my closest friends, and just other, so just other, like, you know, other people in different opportunities, moving over here than staying in the state. So I'm grateful for my parents for that. So yeah, man, I think moving over here was a good decision for me, you know, academically. My grades are better. Not to say they're, you know, bad or anything, but they're better, and I can focus more because of smaller class size and teachers are understanding of the students because they're closer to our age, you know, 26 and up. So that's considerably closer than U.S. teachers.
Yeah, and, like, lifestyle here is much different than back in the States. Like, you know, it's more of a culture shock. You got a plethora of different cultures that you go to school with. You got people from, you know, all over the place. And, you know, usually America, you got, you know, Black Americans, you know, white kids, you know, Hispanic kids everywhere. And it's like, you know, we don't get that same experience out here. So, you know, it's definitely something new. But, yeah, man, I'm about to go through that next year, turning 18 and then graduating. Yeah, how are the emotions this morning, like, with your mom and her? Did she start crying?
Nah, man.
Well, she took it like a champ.
Yeah, she wasn't really... Because yesterday I was actually doing college applications, so I was doing that for the first half of the day, and after that I was just chilling. So even when I was chilling, she was just hitting me up about the college stuff just to make that stuff go through quicker. Today, since we were at the pool, I didn't have my phone on me, so I don't know how. She probably did a Facebook post. If I go on Facebook right now and go to her page, she probably has it up. For real. You just know. She sent me a message and I read it, and it was really nice. So, shout out to my Dukes, man. But, my dad sent me a message. Grandma, you know, everybody tell me happy birthday. So, it feels good to be, you know, 18. My mom, I don't know. She might have been crying. I doubt it.
All right, I feel you. So let's go ahead and put all that to the side. Let's go down to the business aspect of everything. So you are artists out here, right? You know.
Yeah.
Which you got a few songs. What's your favorite song out of all of them?
Favorite release song. Keyword release song
So you got more on the way.
Man, I'm working on the EP, man. I'm trying over the summer.
Hey, but I'm gonna listen to it first, right?
Yeah, I got you.
I bet.
Yeah, I got you. Now, my favorite song that's out is Posted Up. Last year, the song before that was called Beeline. It was supposed to be on an album I was working on. And then a lot of songs got scrapped just because of, like, my mind state at the time, like, mentally, I just wasn't in the right, you know, headspace. So I kind of just scrapped a lot of those songs. And that was supposed to be an interlude. So that's why I wasn't on the song. And so a lot of people were asking me, like, when I was going to drop new music. And I was like, I don't know. So I just hit up my friend Kiba. Shout out to Kiba. And I was like, just do whatever you want. Just try to keep it positive or whatever. And then he dropped it and everybody liked it. And I like it too. So it probably will be on an official album probably next year. Beeline. So Posted Up is a song that I kind of... The beat is produced by Luso. Shout out to Luso, and I got it off of YouTube, and I just, you know, I kind of, the beat itself was called Post It, so I just started saying Post It, and then I just posted up, kind of just came naturally, and I just wrote to that, and when I released it, it just felt like, when you go to in a studio to release music, like to record music, and then release it, and then you get the feedback, not even if it's a lot, then it feels really good, and then seeing the growth that it has over time is even better. So Post It Up is probably one of my favorite songs that I put out, just because of a lot of people can relate to it. It's a positive song, and it's just, you know, one of the songs that I put out that it leaves a good message. And, you know, now it's not a huge record deal, but it's just like a small, I'm signed to a small record label, so I'm trying to push stuff through them so they can get a little bit more clout, but Spread the Love Records. So yeah, it's, you know, that's favorite release song. Yeah, Post It Up.
I bet. You know, I listen to some of your music, and I actually, you know, like and gonna support one of my friend out there. So, you know, here's his song, Post It Up. Here's a little clip of it. You know, see what y'all think. Go check out Travis at, what's your SoundCloud?
So it's soundcloud.com/ is it backslash?
Asking me.
I think it's backslash Buggy Belize. Buggy Belize. BELIEVES.
Alright, bet. So, yeah, here's the song, Post It Up.
We said post it up. I don't usually switch up on my team. We said post it up. We don't keep a drink or a beam, but we say post it up. We don't do the Mardi or the lean. We say post it up. You know that's my bros and that's my team, and we say post it up. 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 We say post it up.
All right, man. So, you know, now that we got out your, like, your favorite song out of all your stuff, do you think you could pursue a music career? Like, I understand that your passion with the industry. You know, we have extensive conversations about different rappers and, you know, just people who's out there right now. So I just want to see, like, do you think that you can make it out there? And, like, what are your steps that you want to take?
So, yeah, I think I can make it. I think So, basically, I think, you know, a lot of artists say that they have a unique sound, which is partially true, but also you want to be able to understand what your target audience is. So, for me, over this past about 6 months, I dropped Post It Up in August. So, over these past 6 months, I've been studying a lot of different genres, a lot of underground artists, a lot of upcoming artists on SoundCloud. And I've been writing songs that are more like anybody can listen to, not just, you know, it's a mixture, like it has trap, hip hop, you know, conscious rap in a sense, R&B, lo-fi, it's all types with the EP that I'm working on. So all the songs I've been writing for the EP are going to be geared towards just a bigger target audience instead of one. You know, so I think I can make it. It's just I have to stay consistent. A lot of artists, you know, they do it for so many years and they just lose that drive or courage to keep on going. So I think if I just stay consistent with not only my music, but just like my message, then I think that'll push me forward into, you know, becoming a bigger artist. So
I feel you, bro. You know, I'm gonna support you, I'm gonna back you, you know, stay in contact, you know.
Appreciate
everything. So, you know, outside of the rap game and like whatever you wanna pursue, what do you expect from college? Like the lifestyle, like what do you like, the experience that you've heard of, like what is your expectation, and what do you think, like, some experiences you're gonna go through, or like, you know, as a college student?
So what I've been told, from you know, multiple college students, is that just work. Not even, I wouldn't even say a lot. I mean, of course it's a lot of work, but just how it's set up is different than high school. Like, you have to, you can have night classes, and you can have, like, early classes in the morning, so you have the rest of the day off or whatever you got to do. So, I don't, you know, of course there's going to be different paraphernalia, like, you know, drugs around and alcohol. Personally, that's not my vibe, and that's kind of what I want to portray. That's what I'm portraying my music and just myself in general. But yeah, you know, different stuff like that, and, you know, sororities and, you know, clubs, which is cool. Sororities and fraternities.
No, but, like, we dudes,
bro. No, I'm saying for, I'm talking about for both genders.
Yeah.
And so just different, you know, different stuff like that. And being that I'll be in the States more than likely for university, then I'm kind of already acclimated to the lifestyle. But being that college is, you know, it's a whole different ball game. So I'm gonna go in with an open mind, but just stay grounded, 10 toes down, and aware of, you know, what I'm doing.
Yeah, and, like, you know, a lot of kids, they jump from being in a parent's household to, like, living on their own. Yeah. And a lot of people flunk out like that. And I personally, like, I trust myself enough not to do that. And this is like, you gotta stay on your P's and Q's in college. Yeah. You gotta just, I guess, watch yourself and, you know, attend class, study, you know, have your fun, but, like, you know, class comes first. You know, leave that party 2 hours early and go get yourself a nice sleep before, you know, that exam in the morning. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people can't separate that and the party lifestyle. They just think that, oh, you on your own now. It's time for me to party. But, like, nah, my parents always preach the message that, like, work comes first. Mm-hmm. And I can't come back home. Facts. You feel me? Like, I can't. Facts. If I flunk out of school, I can't come back home. I better figure it out. So, like,
yeah,
with me, it's just like that ain't even an option.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm gonna stay grounded in college. So what you think about that, though?
I mean, honestly, like, even, like, I've been invited to parties, like, you know, a good amount of parties before. It's, you know, a certain reason. I just, like, I'm not that big of a party person anyway. So being that, you know, in college, it might seem fun. You know, all that stuff to me, I mean, it's cool, but personally, I just don't think that'll be something that I'll be like, I'll be drawn towards, like, partying, just, and also that comes with, like, you know, the drugs and stuff. Yeah, it's like the frat parties and stuff. Like, I don't know. It just seems,
I'm more chill with, like hanging out with your dudes.
Yeah, like,
in the dorm room. Like, chilling, like,
playing a game or something.
Yeah, playing a game, watching TV, talking, and just, you know, kicking it like that. Then, you know, music blasting in your ears, and everybody just, you know, out of their minds. Like, you know, I'll go to a party here and there,
you can do that at your house.
Yeah, I go to parties here and there out here, but, like, I'd much rather just prefer, like, five of my closest friends just chilling, like, in the living room, you know, just talking. You feel me? And, like, I feel like in college, that's gonna happen a lot. Like, just the boys just hanging out. Cause I ain't even, like, that drawn to, like, all that stuff within parties. Like, I just think it's lame to me, you know?
Yeah, I agree, man. Just, like I said, all the stuff that comes with it, you know, like, all the stuff that they say to watch out for is just, you know, this is extra stuff for me, so. Yeah, man.
And, like, also moving to America, like, you out here, this place seems more like, I don't want to say fake, but, like, it's so safe here. Mm-hmm. It's like nothing goes wrong.
Like, it doesn't seem like it's real.
Yeah, and it's like, when you go back home, you have to be on it.
Yeah.
Like, on your on guard at all times. So, like, How you gonna, like, readjust to that? Cause, like, every summer I gotta turn it on out there, because you never know what could go down.
You never know.
And, like, So how do you feel? Like, you might go to Florida, D.C., Atlanta. Like, wherever you go to college, like, there's going to be that crap there. So it's like, how do you think you're just going to adjust? Or it's like, are you going to miss the Dubai lifestyle? Or what do you think?
I'll definitely miss being over here for sure, because being that it's so safe, I don't have to really worry about anything going on for the most part. But like, readjusting to the U.S. lifestyle, I think I've kind of always been on my guard. Like, I've always kind of been just been on my guard no matter where I go. But being here kind of lowered it a little bit, you know, with it still being up. But going back, I know I'm gonna have to, you know, watch my back a lot. Not like everywhere in the U.S. is like that, but just knowing that I have to be conscious of what's going on.
Yes, sir. Most HBCUs, historically black college universities, of people who don't know, are surrounded by like places of obscurity, so like the quote unquote hood. Mm-hmm. A lot of people prey on the college students out there. I mean, like, be waiting on y'all to come off campus. Yeah. So like, me wanting to go to Howard, I've seen the places around it. Mm-hmm. And like, you just gotta watch your back out there, you know? And like, and it's just crazy. Where do you think you're gonna end up?
So I applied to this business college called Holt International Business School, and I don't know the acceptance rate exactly, but when I did the on phone interview with the guy based in Dubai, he told me at the end of the interview what he thought personally. He said that what I was saying is that I have hard work ethic. So like, I had a hard work ethic, dedication. I'm willing to, you know, put in work. And what I was saying, being that I've been to, you know, 20 plus countries over my high school career. Well, middle school and high school career is just, you know, my perspective on the world is so, it's not just narrowed down to just the United States. It's everywhere now. So I, being that I have such a multicultural view of the world, that, you know, I'd be a good addition to the school, and he would take that into consideration with the admissions team. So hopefully I think I will secure it. They said decision. They had different campuses, so they have one in Dubai, London, Boston, San Francisco. I want to say, and I think Tokyo.
Where you want to go? Which one?
I want to be in the U.S., but I thought about London just because it's cheaper. But I'm not really, I kind of want to stay in the U.S., but I don't really want to go to London either.
Would you stay in Dubai or no?
And then that's the thing too, like, not even tuition, but just scholarships. Like, I still got to cover for all of that too. So, I don't know. I thought about Dubai just because
family here.
Yeah, family's here. And I got family in the U.S. too, but family's here, and I really got to worry about nothing, so. We'll see, man. They said decision's like 1 to 2 weeks, so hopefully I get an email soon.
Yeah, bro. You know, I'm praying for you.
I apply to other colleges too, but that's just.
Yeah, we got FAMU, UDC. Hope my boy Travis gets into all his schools. And
FAMU too.
I'm hoping I can see you at Howard one day.
Yeah, man. I got family in DC, so I'll be up there.
Yeah, I'm gonna see you. But yeah, that was the Lunchtime Foolery podcast. Y'all had a good conversation with my boy Travis here. Wish him happy birthday. Send him messages, you know, do whatever, and just yeah, man. You can catch me on Instagram at Raheem_Dunwa. Dunwa spelled D-A-U-N-O-Y. Snapchat's Raheem_Dunwa 20, and you can find me on LinkedIn at Raheem_Dunwa. Travis, go ahead and give your social media handles.
Yeah, on my social media is Buggy Belize, B-U-G-G-Y Belize, B-E-L-I-E-V-E-S. Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, everything.
All right, hit him up on SoundCloud as well. Post it up. Yep, that was a Lunchtime Foolery podcast. Catch y'all later. Peace.